5-Minute Fridays. I only need 5 minutes, man, to give you some very, very valuable information for all my entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs. Make sure y'all share this with somebody. Listen, I was on a call yesterday, and I did an interview with Patrick Bet-David, and he is just a brilliant, brilliant man, and I respect his business acumen. I just respect him as a man in general, right? And so after the interview, I joined his mastermind. And yesterday we had our first call. So I jump on the call and everybody's discussing this one book. I guess it was a book that he recommended everybody read before, you know, this particular call. So fast forward at the end of this call that we had yesterday, he said, okay, this is the book of the month, pretty much. So we're going to be reading a book every month. So I ordered a book, and I want to really get into what he told me. So I had a very specific question that I did not get a specific answer to, but the answer was it almost seemed like super unrelated, but I don't know how he knew that that was going to be the best advice for me at the time. So I asked my question. And he said to me, he said, what is it that you are passionate about? He said, there are things that people love. There are things that people are bothered by. And there are things that people hate. He said, what really drives you? He said, what are your core beliefs? Like, what is a thing that you are really, really into? And I was like, well, I'm into my church and I'm into, you know, my family. I like basketball a little bit. I'm not all that good at it. I love podcasting. I love entrepreneurship. And he goes into this story of how it was a book that he read. He said, it was so funny. He said, I'm going to tell you the book, but I don't recommend a book because it's not a good book because there's only like three things that are good in it. But he said, there are things that people love, there are things that people are bothered by, and there are things that people hate. And he said that the author of the book said, the people who really change the world are in an industry working with something that they hate. Meaning, hate is a strong emotion that drives you to do something. For instance, he said, have you studied Oprah? I said, yeah, I've studied Oprah and, you know, kind of understand her story. He said, if you really understand Oprah's story, you'll know that she became successful because of hate, not love. I said, what do you mean? He said, look at her background. Obviously, you know, she had a really, really ugly background, like being raped, molested by family members. I mean, she just had a really hard road growing up. And she always wanted to be the first black woman to do this, the first black woman to do that, like first black woman to have her own show on her own network. Like she always wanted to be the first because she hated something. She hated that black women had it this rough, or they said that black women can't do this, or that she can't do this. And it was the thing that people told her she can't do is the thing that drove her, because she hated that people told her that she couldn't do it. Moral of the story. He said, when I got your answer, I didn't feel anything. When I asked you about the things that you are into, that you feel really passionate about, I didn't feel anything. He said, I would advise you to find something that you love, find something that you're bothered by, and find something that you hate, and then pick the thing that you hate and dive all the way in. Now, as a podcaster or an entrepreneur, I'm going to have to develop a strong hate for something that allows me to move the needle. Michael Jordan hated losing. We can see it, right? Which is why he became Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant hated losing. Malcolm X hated the racism. He, like Martin Luther King, hated racism. Like, think about the people who hate a thing or are so one-sided on an industry, those are the ones that become successful because they're operating off of the strong emotion of hate. Somebody told me one time that the opposite of love is not hate. He said, what's the opposite of love? Of course, the natural answer is hate. He said that the opposite of love is indifference, because love and hate are both strong emotions. Indifference is the worst thing you can feel, because I'm totally disconnected. That's my 5 minutes, man. We out.
What's up, podcaster or soon-to-be podcaster? Get ready to level up your podcast game because the number one podcast education summit of the year is back, and it's bigger and better than ever. I'm talking about the second annual podcast summit happening on July 4th and 5th in the content creation capital of the world. You already know, ATL, baby. Atlanta, Georgia, going down July 4th and 5th, two full days. Imagine this. Imagine you getting all the game you need to take your voice, your brand, your business to the next level. Imagine getting all the insider tips. Imagine getting all the know-how that you've been craving for the last 2, 3, 4 years where you're talking about you're going to start a podcast, but you haven't yet because you don't have the tools, you don't have the tips, you don't have the tricks. I don't care if you're just starting or you're a seasoned pro. This summit has something for everyone. Picture you mastering the basics of setting up your podcast or unlocking the secrets to grow your brand on social media. We're not just talking about podcasting here. I'm talking about you want to build a long form catalog, whether it's skits, movies. We got people talking about script writing. This is an incredible experience. Imagine discovering the art of securing these lucrative sponsorship deals. And that's not all. Learn the ropes of creating a pitch deck that has sponsors knocking down your door. But wait. There's more. This isn't just a summit. This is an experience. I'm telling you. Rub shoulders with industry leaders. And you got to network with the other people that are doing what you're doing. All the guests that have ever been on Social Proof Podcast, I'm giving them a free ticket. And in exchange, they promise me that they're going to sit down and do short interviews with you. We got podcast booths for our VIP members where you can sit down, pull somebody to a side, and you're going to create content in real time. I know what you're thinking. How do I get a part of this podcasting paradise? Well, it's simple. All you have to do is head over to podcastsummit.com, grab your tickets now, but hold on. Because I have something really, really special for you. I got a little treat for my early birds, people who take action. The next 20 listeners and only 20 listeners who get your tickets right now, okay? I'm not only going to give you 20% off of whatever ticket level you get 20% off. But if you use the promo code BIGDEAL, it'll take 20% off immediately, but I'm also going to allow the first 20 people listening to this right now to be able to bring a friend, bring a teammate, bring a partner for absolutely free. You get general admission, they get general admission. You get VIP, they get VIP. Whatever ticket level you purchase, you get to bring a friend, partner, colleague, boo thing for absolutely free. Nothing extra required. My team's going to reach out to you, get your partner's name, or if you don't have the person you No, right now, yet, you got time, no pressure, you get us back. But use that code Big Deal. That triggers to let us know you get to bring someone for free. So don't wait. So secure your spot at the number one podcast education summit in the country. Join us July 4th and 5th in Atlanta. Let's turn your podcast dreams into a reality, y'all. Head over to podcastsummit.com. Use promo code Big Deal at checkout and get your tickets now. Don't miss out on the opportunity to take your podcast to new heights, take your brand to new heights, take your business to new heights with this unprecedented offer, okay? I'll see you at the summit. And don't forget to use promo code Big Deal.